Shavasyamidam sarvam yatkim cha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bunjita makridaha kasya svidanam om Shavasyamidam sarvam yatkim cha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bunjita makridaha kasya svedanam idam this sarvam all isha vasyam is the residence of supreme consciousness cha and kim whatever is jagat with movement, jagatyam, in this moving universe, tena, therefore, punjita, enjoy, tyaktena, with renunciation, ma, do not, kridaha, covet, danam, wealth, kasya svid, of. So the meaning of this beautiful Isha Upanishad is that supreme consciousness, that all-pervading supreme consciousness, resides in each and every one of us. Each and every one of us is the residence of supreme consciousness. And this planet, and the countries in which we live, and the homes in which we live, all of this is the residence of that supreme consciousness. You see, each of us, anything that moves, every conscious being resides here in this prakriti, resides in nature. Alongside of each of us and permeating each of us is that supreme consciousness. So, all of this is the residence of that supreme consciousness, and it is the residence of every living being. We should share jointly in this beauty of this beautiful creation, the sun, moon, and the stars, the oceans, the mountains, the rivers, and the lakes. All of this is our heritage that has been passed down from generation to generation. We all are possessors of this planet jointly. In other words, jointly, all of us are possessing the sun, moon, and the stars. We should enjoy this life, and we should enjoy all of the natural beauty all around us. But we should never, never covet it or think this is mine and mine only, because that selfishness invariably leads to violence and pain and suffering. Nobody has a right to pollute the waters or the ocean, you know, the rivers and lakes, the ocean, the air, and the land. Nobody has a right to do that, because all of us reside here on this beautiful planet. We live together in this ecosystem of planet Earth. And beyond this planet Earth, we live within this ecosystem of the solar system and the galaxy and beyond. So let's enjoy with dispassion and renunciation, and never covet anything that anybody else possesses. Shavasyam idam sarvam yatkim cha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bunjita makridaha kasya sridhanam. Om Ishavasyam idam sarvam yatkim cha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bunjita makridaha kasya svedanam. Elucidation from Dr. Tiara Khanna. This body is the residence of Supreme Consciousness. Although it appears to be ours, in reality it is not ours. It is a very temporary residence for the soul. Similarly, the whole universe appears to be real, yet it too will be gone in a few million years. This phenomenal world is always changing, and everything in it appears to be in motion. We are moved by gross phenomena unless we are full inside. If we remember that all gross manifestations are temporary, then we won't be moved by them. In other words, we have to learn that anything we see with our eyes is temporary, and that only Supreme Consciousness is permanent. We should see everything as a moving drama and not be upset by it. We have to go beyond phenomena, beyond the body, to understand creation from the point of view of consciousness. We should learn to enjoy the supreme state of consciousness. To have good health, good principles, and to live in consciousness is our real wealth. How can worldly wealth be ours when this body does not remain ours? If we understand the phenomenal world from this point of view, then we can renounce all feelings of jealousy and greed. We will not covet anyone's property or seek anyone's inheritance. We say that this is my son, my daughter, my property. In fact, these relationships are just fleeting instances of this incarnation. To consider them permanent causes bondage, and bondage causes pain. It doesn't mean that we should be callous or negligent in our duty. Rather, we should understand that all relations and all possessions are part of this incarnation only. After this life is over, there is again Supreme Consciousness. To understand life from the point of view of eternity, we need to free ourselves from all self-centered activity of the mind and from all selfish motives. We have to leave behind our lethargic states of wanting what others have. We have to work on ourselves. Kasya svedanam Om Namah.